Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Lady Gaga singing the national anthem on a cold, breezy, but sunny inauguration day for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. On a historic day in the nation's capital, Biden using his inaugural address, called for healing in a nation that has become even more bitterly divided over the past 4 years.
My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Three former presidents were on hand for today's inauguration, while one, outgoing President Donald Trump, was notably absent, having left Washington hours before Biden's swearing in. After a scaled-down parade a short time ago down Pennsylvania Avenue, the first family is now in the White House. Security was tight with some 25,000 National Guard troops on the streets of D.C. following the storming of the Capitol 2 weeks ago by pro-Trump extremists. The nation's first ever youth poet laureate delivered a message calling for unity and togetherness at today's inauguration. More from NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Amanda Gorman recited her poem, The Hill We Climb, a work she finished shortly after the attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated.
The recent Harvard graduate was named Poet Laureate of Los Angeles at the age of 16. At 22, Amanda Gorman is the youngest person to read a poem at an inauguration in modern history. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A Connecticut man faces federal charges for allegedly attacking a police officer during the riot 2 weeks ago at the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more on the case against Patrick McCaughey.
Patrick McCaughey is charged in a criminal complaint with four counts, including assaulting D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Daniel Hodges during the attack on the Capitol. Court papers say McCaughey was identified in videos from the January 6th insurrection by Trump supporters. An affidavit says McCaughey can be seen using a riot shield to push Officer Hodges and pin him against a door as another rioter rips off the policeman's gas mask. Federal investigators have opened more than 250 cases so far tied to the insurrection as they work around the clock to try to identify and charge those who took part in the violence. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow's up 257 points. The Nasdaq rose 260 points. You're listening to NPR. On his last day in office, President Trump issued more than 100 pardons and commutations, one of them for his former strategist Steve Bannon. He's accused of defrauding thousands of people who donated money to build a southern border wall. Trump also pardoned one of the parents involved in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. Member station GBH, Kirk Carapeza reports it was for his friend, Robert Zangrillo.
Zangrillo was a Miami Beach developer who worked with Rick Singer, the admitted mastermind of the college admission scheme, to secure his daughter's admission to USC. Prosecutors say she posed as a competitive rower, and one of Singer's employees took her classes to improve her grades. Zangrillo had pleaded not guilty in Boston's federal court. In a statement, the White House says his pardon had the backing of one of USC's trustees, who is denying any involvement. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
The Canadian company behind the controversial XL pipeline project says it has stopped work on the project at what's expected to be a revoking of the company's permit by President Biden, by indicating he plans to revoke that permit on day one of his administration. The 1,700-mile pipeline would carry roughly 800,000 barrels of oil a day from Canada's oil sands in Alberta to refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. However, the project has faced repeated setbacks. The company behind the pipeline says it will review its options, but said the project is being suspended. Crude oil futures prices posted modest gains today, oil ending the session up 30 cents a barrel to close at $53.28 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.